Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about tshuva because we're on the doorstep of Elul, coming towards Rosh Hashanah. And, of course, we're talking about Pshischa and the Mahalach and tshuva, al derech Pshischa. Although this is a deep sugi, a long sugi, we may just touch the beginnings of it. So we'll see if we have to go into tomorrow or how many of these mamakomos, as you see, there's a lot of them. Let's begin with the Yid HaKadosh. Yid HaKadosh says, you see in front of you, Hashem Ekyeh, who Shem Shal Tshuva. Hashem Yisrach has many names, Havaya, and Agnus, Shakai, Kale. One of the names of Hashem is Ekyeh, and the Zohar HaKadosh says this is the name of Tshuva. Ki Ekyeh Moira Al Haba. Because the name of Ekyeh implies what will be. I will be. She'ehyeh toiv mihayom. I will be better today. And he writes, ki ikar ha'tshuva levayistak al ma she'avar. The main aspect of tshuva is to not to look at the past. Rak lirois l'sakin me'achshav l'haba. Rather to look on focusing on correcting our actions in the future. V'al zeh moire shem ekyeh she'ehyeh toiv mihayom. If a person says, I will be good starting today, Hashem says, I'll also be good to you. So let's understand what's Yid HaKadosh coming to Machadish here. Anybody who knows a little bit about tshuva already can see the chiddush in this. Just to further strengthen this point, the Avodas Yisrael, the Kodesh to Magid writes in the Pasuk, Ba'ata im Shamaya Tishmu Bakoili, and other tzaddikim write this as well. It says in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Ein Va'ata Ela Tshuva Ayin Sham. That the Lashon Va'ata is a Lashon of Tshuva. So he explains, what's Pshat? It seems very puzzling, but the word Va'ata is a Lashon of Tshuva. So he writes, V'yishleimar, V'nidon didon, in our circumstances, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Ramez L'ham Yizkar V'milav, that Hashem is hinting to those who want to come close to Him, She'al Yisyashu V'yiru Migesh Silev Avor Neseyem, She'asu Mikodem. Don't be fearful. Don't look back at your deeds, and to be afraid of what you have done in the past to hold you back from moving forward. The main thing, once again, is to be neskarev from today on, to stay away from chayt v'lazeh, v'ata im shamaya tishmu b'koli. That's pshat and pasak, v'ata im shamaya tishmu b'koli. The mitzvah of tshuva is b'chazdu hagadol, sh'roitze l'karev hashamim sh'liska lehem asheim harishayin. So this idea of v'ata, which is a Lashon Tshuva, which means from now, says about this itself, we learn from here that the main component of Tshuva is the Ve'ata. It's from this moment forth, this Inyan of Ekyeh, this Shem HaKadosh of Ekyeh, which the Zohar HaKadosh says is the Inyan of Tshuva, that I will be good from today on. This is the main component of Tshuva. Of course, we have to understand the Chiddush. Let's just speak it out a little bit. The Rambam writes, and the Shari Tshuva, they both discuss the three, four main components of tshuva, which is charata, first one should be nischaret, second being vidui, one should be misbad v'peh, which according to the Rambam is seemingly the main mitzvah when it comes to tshuva, at least the mitzvah d'oraisa of tshuva. There's aziva sachet and kavala al ha'asid, and the Shari Tshuva writes also yogon, speaks a little about yogon, Rambam doesn't mention that. But it's really four components, which are really three. Because Kavala ala Asid and Aziv HaSachet are really one. They're really four components of tshuva. It really is Meramis in that which the Gemara says, Eliyahu ba'arba. Eliyahu, we spoke about before, Eliyahu is Kofetz ba'arba. Eliyahu has a lot to do with the number four. That's why he comes to the Seder. There are many fours at the night of the Seder. Four cups of wine. And there's really four matzahs when you break the middle one in half. You have four matzahs and there's arba banim. Fours are wild at the night of the Seder. And that has to do with Eliyahu Navi, that's why he comes the night of the Seder. But really, Eliyahu Be'arva, since he's the Malach of Tshuva, so Eliyahu has to do with the number four. Of those four things, two of them are really one and the same. That's the Kabbalah ala Asid and Aziva Sachet, because you really can't be Mekabal ala Asid if you're still holding in Aziva in the Chataim, what you're doing. So Mamila, out of the three/four, it's the Ve'ata. That component of a Kabbalah ala Asid, which really is the primary, over the vidui b'peh and the charata. That's what he's saying. And of course he says, the Abu Yisrael mentioned something about Chazdu HaGadol, and the Yud HaKadosh gives a very nice word, that if you say Ekya, then Hashem says Ekya. Of course, this is Merum, is in that which we find by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Moshe asks Hashem Yisbarach, what name HaKadosh are you taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? Hashem says Ekya. Ekya Asher Ekya. So what's Pshat Ekya Asher Ekya? The Pshat is that, if you take a look at Rashi, first it was Ekya, then it was Ekya Asher Ekya. The Pshat is that a Jew needs to say Ekya. And when a Jew says Ekya, Hashem says, oh, Ekya Asher Ekya. I'll also be Ekya to you. But it means that a person is makabel upon himself, Ekya Ve'ata, to do the Ratzon Hashem, even though there is no yet Charata and Vidui B'peh. Take a look at Likutei Halachos on the top left. This is in Hilchos Kiddushin. He writes, "Afilim over averus mikodim, afilim over mashav v'chas v'shalom afapirin ein lechadaver amid b'shiat tshuva. No matter what you've done, don't worry. Tshuva is always open to you. V'ikar hatshuva shmati mipir Rabbeinu. It's not like I heard from his mouth, from Rabbi Nachman. She'amar she'ikar hatshuva hu libli lasas od mashasa, to turn away from what we've been doing. The hainu kishabal lemakomos elu shahayim mikodim ve'achshav poina ve'orifin ve'inu oisa od mashasa. Like the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara, that when you find yourself in that same place, that's the edus that you're not kosher to that chait. Zehu ikar hatshuva, that's the ikar hatshuva. V'rak zen ikar hatshuva, kamavor b'likuti tanina, al kenim yaschol me'ata, lazov darko haro, machshuvas averayim. If a person is yaschol me'ata, he's a ve'ata dikid, and he's going to be oizev his derech haran and machshuvas averayim, v'yargil atzmo lasak v'toru v'tfilu t'chines v'akoshas harbe, lo yoshu v'gizot, that's also called shomer harbeis. The main thing is that a Jew says, I'm not going to do anything anymore which I've done in the past. I'm walking away from that life. I'm walking away from those averos. He's makabel mikana la'abat to be osik in Torah mitzvos. That's this kabbalah is about tshuva. Okay, there's what to talk about here. The Marinayim and the other tzaddikim say that the moment that a person has a hihur, it's an I, based on the Gemara and Kiddushin, today and on, I'm going to do the right thing. He's already called the tzad gomer. He's already called the tzad gomer. Now it's not so simple because by the Sfardish tzaddikim and the Kubalim, they speak about they have perhaps different shitas on this, in terms of what's called Torah Fnafsho V'Apo, Rosh HaMalacha Safer Chukai. It could be that unless a person does Charat and Vidu Be'peh, that it's not so pashut. It could be like, but the tzaddikim say, the Kubalim say that if a person doesn't do tshuva, then all of his averus go to the Satrach, all his mitzvahs go to the Satrach. But al pi chasidus, I don't know if we're going to have time, mamish, to be masbir. The main thing is that a person is mekabel mikana lahaba, and he throws himself at the Torah and Tefillah. And when he does so, he doesn't have to think about the past, at least in the beginning of his avodah, as we'll see momentarily. To understand this a little bit more, you have to take a look at Reb Tzadok. Of course, Reb Tzadok is the big masbir in the Chiddush Shischa. You know, Reb Bunim and the Yad HaKadosh, they all said short Torahs. It came along with Reb Tzadok, and he made it into one big harchava. He was masbir like a Bali Tosfos on all the inyanim in Shischa. So the Tzidkas HaTzadik, he writes in Simen Yabez, you have at the bottom. He spells it out very, very clearly, the two components of tshuva and what each are for. B'tshuva yesh beis inyanim. There's lahaba, the tikun ha'avar. There's lahaba, the future and the past. And of course, the ve'ata is the present moment. V'zehu taim eshetzarech b'zvarim, tara lahaba. The reason why a Jew needs Tara Lahaba, which he says the Ikar is Talmud Torah, script the brackets, V'kaparu hu l'sakin ha'avar, v'lachafir ha'chet, v'hu ayidei korban v'dugmasu tfila utaynis v'tzdaka. So there's two things. There's Lahaba, and then there's kaparu l'sakin ha'avar, v'kaimelan kaparu l'me'akefes ha'tshuva. The halacha is, he says, is that kaparu is not ma'akev tshuva. Therefore, afilu hir her v'libo ha'rezit tzadagamar. V'zehu rak v'truma hamura min ha'chol ha'gomer li'os ha'kapanim b'gevet tzadik. Aval l'kachim, if a person wants to be makadish himself, he'rotza l'skadish, v'li'os kadosh, tzarech gam kein l'rape es ha'koylim. In order to be a tzadik, and to have tshuva, kai malon, kavala al haba, you're a tzadik, and that's called tshuva. If you want to reach big, big madrigos in avodas Hashem, then you need to get your hands dirty a little bit and go into the past. And he's marchev a little bit more. But understand this very well, that there's two components of tshuva, and the charata and the vidui are the chedek of tshuva, which are shaykh to the past. That I'm a scharat on the past, I go back into this experience and I feel bad about it, and I have yogan about it, and I speak it out, and I talk about it. And then there's also the haba, And that's the main thing. And it's very easy to move forward. The ikar is, in order for a person to be a tzaddik, and to have a clean slate, and to move forward, he could do so, and it's not totally in the past anymore. And that's the ikar tshuva. If a person wants to be a kadosh, then he does charata, and he cleans up shop on everything else which he did previously. So if you'll ask, why is it that a person should not be involved in the charata right away, in the vidui right away? So take a look at the Yira Kaddish on the bottom right. He has a beautiful vort on Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. We have a Machokes, Beis Shammai, Besilo. That Beis Shammai says to be Mosef HaHolech, as we know, and Beis Shammai says to be Pochis HaHolech. So he explains in the middle paragraph, the Beis Shammai Omrim Pochis HaHolech, Hainu Shekodim Misaki Maisa Bechina Surmira. That first you need to be a Surmira to clean up shop. And Beis Shammai says, no, Mosef HaHolech, Hainu Sheyosef Betorah B'mitzvah, Vayidei Zem Memelo Yosemira. The main thing is to go forth in Torah Mitzvahs, and Memelo you'll have Yosemira. And since Nigmaru Vagamru Shalacha Ke Beis Hillel, the Mosef HaHolech, since we paskin like Beis Hillel, therefore that's the halacha in tshuva as well. Ki kasher yamtin is mazbir. Ki kasher yamtin ha'adam atshis hakin is harai yichlu hayamin vehim lo yichlu. There's not going to be any end if a person is getting his hands dirty. When will he be able to move forward if he's always involved in the surmeira? So therefore the main thing is to be makabal al-asid, and memela as he moves forward he'll be able to clean up shop, to be involved in the harat and the vidlipa as it goes along. And today's the yartzeit of the Satmar Rebbe, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, Tzadik Yisrael Olam. He was also mazbir, the reason why a Jew, when he moves forward, that's the main tshuva, and he's not osik in the charata right away, is because in the beginning of a Jew's journey, he doesn't know what he did wrong. It's only when you know a little bit, and you're involved, and you're in the world of Kedusha, and you're osik in Torah Mitzvos, and you realize the life of Torah Mitzvos, can you really go back and feel a true charata, feel a true yagon, and to really be misfad, believe shalom, what you've done to Hashem Yisbarach. So he says, you can't. You have to be Aseh Tov first in order to be a true Surmeira, says the Satmar Rebbe. And he was Masbir too, and the Tzaddikim say this. That if a person, we want that his avoda of tshuva should be basimcha. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, he's Masbir. Why is it that we sing Hashem Nebagano Gazano Divine Adofi? It seems very odd that we sing that, right? We're supposed to be, it should be a very mourningful tune. Hashem, we sing it in a very light tune, very happy tune, it's very geschmack. So the Chassam Sofer says, I'll tell you why. Because every tshuva, every mitzvah has to be done with simcha. And tshuva is a mitzvah d'oraisa too, like every mitzvah. So that also has to be done with simcha. So even though we're clapping Hashem l'bagano, we're doing it by open of simcha. A Jew needs to do tshuva with simcha. That's what sukkah says. And every tshuva has to be with simcha. Says the Satmar Rebbe, if a person goes into his past, and he thinks about the day he did this avir, the this avir, and he thinks that that's the real tshuva, then he's going to fall into a state of atzvas. And who says he's going to come out? It has to be done with simcha. Person needs to have be levedik, has to be chiyastik. So two reasons why, says the Satmar Rebbe. Person has to always be moving forward. The ikar is, he said, is mikan al-haba. Take a look at the Tzidkas HaTzadik. This is the first piece in Tzidkas HaTzadik. Reishis knisis ha'adam l'avodas Hashem tzarech lihios b'chipazon. When a Jew enters into Shari Avodas Hashem, it needs to be b'chipazon. Like you find by Pesach Mitzrayim, that it was nechal b'chipazon v'lo Pesach Doros. Why, he says, to detach in the beginning from all the taivas alam hazeh that he's become attached to. Person has to seize the moment that when he has this shikol hisoyrus to walk away from his bad deeds, he chaps it and he jumps forward and he doesn't look back. In order to pull himself out, he has to jump off very quickly. And then he says, "Va'achar kach shuv yelich b'mesinus lad kedin Pesach lagers." And then you go little by little. That's when you can go back and do the charat and the vidui pad. This is the shtickle of Mafreya here in the Seder of tshuva. That you would have thought that it would be like surmira va'aseh tov. Of course, the Tzadikim said, there has to be a surmira. You have to first leave the chatayim which you're doing. You can't have your hands dirty and then to move forward. But what about the charata, the regret on the past, and the vidui on the past? So say the Tzadikim, no. That comes later. The main thing is that a person is makabel Torah and Tefillah and to turn to Hashem, and then later on, as he goes b'mesinus, he's able to go back into the avar. But right now, the ve'ata at that moment, he's makabel mikan al haba to be ozev the chatayim which he's doing, to be makabel al ha'asid, like the Tzidkas HaTzadik says, that chipazon, that first moment of tshuva that a person able to emerge has to be very fast with a lot of strength, and not to get caught up in the atzus chas v'shalom or in those moments of feeling, you know, the depression, chas v'shalom, has to be b'simcha mitoch Torah and tefillah. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll see a little bit more the hezber of the Meshiloach on this, and how Reb Tzadik explained this Meshiloach based on the shtickle of Reb Nachman, how this has to do with Tshuva Meira and Tshuva Me'ava, and it's Mamash HaMahalach. It's Mamash HaMahalach in that it's not just, it could be that a person doesn't even have to go back to Charata, that although it seems from some Tzadikim, Chassidus Shesvarim, that no, at some point a person has to be Mescharet, and he has to do shtickle of Yilub Peh, it could be from the Pshchede Pshischa, that there's a certain Oymek which is Neskal in Tshuva, certain Or which is Neskal in Tshuva, that if a person holds on very strongly to Mikana Lahaba, he's Zaychet to a certain Inyan in Tshuva, which we hope to speak about in Mitzvah Hashem. Have a great day.